Enoch. He was the seventh from Adam.
Answers with Ken Ham, a leading author and speaker on the authority of the Bible from the very first verse. Well, Ken, you're quoting from the book of Jude here, aren't you? And what does this, though, got to do with the creation-evolution issue?
Mark, have you ever read those passages in the Bible that list the genealogies? You know, I jokingly tell people, the great bedtime reading, this person begat this person who begat this person and so on. Actually, you know, these genealogies are very important. They're listed in the Bible to show that this is real history involving real people. Also, these genealogies enable us to see that Jesus became one of us, a descendant of Adam. Now, if you use these genealogies and add up all the dates in the Bible, you can only come to the conclusion that creation is about 6,000 years old. But because of the intense indoctrination in millions of years' history, many Christians have tried to fit long time periods into the Bible. Some say there must be gaps in the genealogies. But in the book of Jude, verse 14, we read that Enoch was the seventh from Adam. And when you count up the names in the genealogies, you find Enoch was number seven in the list. In other words, Jude didn't put any gaps in, so we shouldn't either.
One of our newest witnessing booklets tackles the topic of the real age of the earth. It's written by Ken Ham's colleague, Dr. Terry Mortensen. You'll be built up and encouraged in your faith when you read that booklet. Just go to our website, answersradio.com.